There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I've been shut down by people who come to me and say it's time to stop so we can start. There it is, yes. Well, it was interesting, important conversation going on, which I will share with you because that's what this is about. We are sharing and caring folks here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Molly Page is here. Ken Kessler is here working on Wednesday 4/29/15. And the national conversation seems to be all about Baltimore. As a matter of fact, as I was dozing off last night, I was watching the BBC. What do you think the lead story was, Molly? Well, you can guess from my tone.
Baltimore
was the lead story on the BBC News.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's gone beyond Freddie Gray now, beyond his death, beyond the investigation into his death. Baltimore has National Guardsmen taking up positions all over the place. This is a now more and more segregated city. They're just focusing on what the city is about. I lived there for a while when I was working in Baltimore back, just before this program got started, because I was in Baltimore before I went to Cincinnati, and Cincinnati is where this program was born. It was just bleak. I remember driving around and thinking, this is not even really, I didn't feel like it was worse than Cleveland. All right, that's how I gauged Baltimore.
Is that how they should promote themselves?
I don't.
Baltimore, we're not Cleveland.
And, no, Cleveland could say we're not Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, what's Molly's job is to sort of bring us up to date, and then we'll throw our 2 cents within. Kenny will have some comments. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug, Molly, or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or 888-302-3684. What do you make of what's going on in Baltimore? So what are some of the facts, Molly?
Well, first of all, there were some scattered pockets of clashes with police after right around the curfew time, right around 10 p.m. Police did arrest, according to them, arrested 10 people during the unrest, mostly for curfew violations. A group of about 3 or 4 teens were arrested earlier. They threw some rocks, a few other things at police officers. Police did deploy pepper balls, is what they call them, at the crowd in the city's north side after a fire was started near a library. Police say they attempted to use smoke, but the wind was blowing the smoke back over the officers. National Guard was on hand to secure the area. It wasn't nearly as bad as Tuesday night. A few fires, a bit of unrest. There were a few media outlets that were reporting that a lot more was going on, making it a bigger deal than it actually was. But it wasn't just going on in Baltimore. There were protests across the country. There were protests in Ferguson again for Freddie Gray. There were actually shots fired at that protest. There were protests in Los Angeles, in New York, in Chicago. And as you report, number one story on the BBC.
Yeah. All right. So I looked at the numbers, not that this is necessarily important to the overall consideration of what we think and what you think. There were 144 cars burned in Baltimore the night before last. There were hundreds of people over the course of this event that have been arrested in Baltimore. 15 buildings burned. The mayor, I get a kick out of this. I don't know why I say I get a kick out of it. The mayor of Baltimore had been a contender. Notice I use the past tense for Barbara Mikulski, who is the current one of the two senators from Maryland, retiring at the end of her term. And the mayor of Baltimore had been seriously touted as someone who would be good as a candidate to replace her until now. The mayor has been nowhere to be found on many circumstances where there were the people in Washington trying to figure out what to do to help. When she requested, you got to go to the governor to get National Guard help, right? Isn't that how it works in all states? You have to go to the governor to get National Guard help. Okay.
Yeah.
So she requests National Guard help, and then nobody can find her. It's like she doesn't have a cell phone. No, she's AWOL from most of the controversy, apparently. This is the kind of stuff these politicians who are just in it for themselves, she's certainly not alone in that department, but not a good leader, let's put it that way. I would leave it at someone who, in my opinion, from what I've gleaned, she's just weak.
She seemed to get off to a good start. Stephanie Rawlings Blake,
yeah,
is her name. The first day when she said, you know, what we've seen from the police when they took Mr. Gray into custody was unacceptable. Yeah. Them not giving him, you know, putting him in a seatbelt, unacceptable. The whole thing, they didn't call for medical attention for him. She seemed like she was on the case.
Mm.
And
I didn't
then, like. She just kind of disappeared.
Okay, so Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington with a story. I noticed, and you've confirmed that there were a number of people, at least 1,000 residents volunteering to clean up in the aftermath. There was a Facebook group, Kara. Is that the group you were talking about? Some of the people that you know who are over there teaming up with organizers, asking residents to bring trash bags and gloves and brooms and other supplies to help clean up the city. What else did you hear?
There was a really big group of people. They organized and kind of had like a document on the Facebook group so people could figure out, you know, what places needed the most help, what places needed, you know, water for volunteers and food and trash bags and all that. So, I don't know, that was a really good sign.
Yeah, I think it is that more people, the numbers have been way outrageously overdone, overcooked. And the numbers of people protesting, just not true. The numbers of people who are helping, not really reported either. What did we have, Kenny, yesterday? We were talking about something that was on the good side of this. The peaceful protesters, I think, have not been accounted for. Have you got any reference to that sort of thing on Facebook or on Twitter?
Someone on both sides.
We're having a hard time, Kara, hearing Kenny for whatever the reason. All right, try it a little bit more, Kenny, a little more.
Yeah, we have some comments on both sides. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, okay. You're fine. Okay.
Okay. Tawny says, lots of people are pointing out that rioting isn't justice and won't bring Freddie Gray back. Of course it isn't, and of course it won't. It's an expression of anger. Some Americans riot because their school lost the big game, others because the state can't stop killing them.
Some people riot because their team did win the game. Those stupid instances as well. All right, who else? What else?
Paul says, stop calling the idiots in Baltimore protesters. They're criminals.
No, they aren't all criminals at all. See, that's the trouble with so many people making so many generalizations. You have to call people out. You don't have to, but intelligence would have us call out the people who are overgeneralizing. That's part of the human condition for sure. I get email from people all the time who don't have a clue about what I'm saying because I've said something very specific about a very specific incident they didn't like. Generally speaking, I'm a blankety blank because I take that position on one issue. So that's, no, sorry, no sale on that one, for me anyway. All right, keep going, Kenny.
Melinda says, why be outraged about the violence in Baltimore, but not the violence that led to it? That's the problem.
Well, that is kind of getting washed over in some places. I mean, I don't know.
The snapping of his neck and not getting snapped into the seatbelt?
Yeah. What's taken center stage now is the people who are misbehaving, who are rioting and looting, and we're forgetting about what this all started over was this man who died in police custody.
Right. Yeah. That's the people who have a mindset. There's a lot of one of the things that is a focus here is how badly Baltimore is run. Talk about Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake all you want to, but this isn't because of her. It's a chronic problem. It was a problem in Baltimore when I was there almost 30 years ago. There's nothing about the city that excites you. There's nothing about the city that makes people proud. Maybe some people say, well, look at Camden Yards and look at the harbor side and stuff. Yeah.
They have a nice aquarium, I hear.
Yeah, okay. So but what does that have to do with the education that students are getting in the Baltimore public schools?
Right.
It's the city, the schools are horrible. not bad, horrible reputation. Failure, complete failure. The economy is failing. Infrastructure failing. That's bad leadership in part. That's an attitude that people get. There's an attitude that comes. You ever notice that in a particular city, Boston, for example? I always have said that Boston takes itself too seriously. The Boston Strong after the marathon, things like that. There's a New York state of mind, especially after September 11th. In Miami, there's a certain air. Chicago, there is. There's San Francisco, to be sure. Baltimore's air is failure. And this is the kind of thing that brings it. Maybe the sad good thing that comes out of Freddie Gray's death will be all the attention being paid to Baltimore, and maybe that'll help it clean up. The people there will say, "Where's the like Ferguson? I'm not satisfied anymore with what's going on here. Let's clean this mess up." And as Kara said, more people have showed up to clean up than has been reported, and more people showed up to protest in a peaceful way than was reported. So part of the problem is the malaise of the residents to this point, and part of it is the news media giving you half-truths. And so, you know, that's good and bad in all this. There's always going to be some good that comes out of this. And maybe down the road, what will really happen is that much more good will come out of it than bad. Sadly, Freddie Gray isn't going to see the results of what happened as a result of his death. 20, let's make it 18 after the hour here. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Pro Flowers has all you need for Mother's Day. But hurry, time is running out. Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. That's proflowers.com, secret code 400.
This this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Every once in a while we come upon something that is clever. The video of the day that started our week came from singer Todrick Hall, with help from his friend and singer Shoshana Bean. They performed medleys of songs from Disney movies in the style of an R&B 1990 song. Maybe Boys to Men could be referenced, early Mariah Carey. The movies they sing songs from include The Little Mermaid, Lion King, Beauty and the Beast. Stations are starting to play this, and the video has become a big hit. 2 million views on YouTube, on the web. So let's listen to this, see what we get out of it, all right?
Not bad.
Trying to recognize the songs that they're singing.
My past impossible.
Can you get any clues?
He's holding back, he's hiding.
Of what it's...
Of who's singing or... Is this a spoof, really?
I
didn't get that out.
Kind of a mashup.
And
where they're combining the Disney songs with the 90s R&B style.
Yeah.
The Elton John line.
Who does this appeal to? Obviously, a lot of people. A couple of million people have watched that already.
Oh, anybody who grew up with these Disney movies in the 90s.
Which would include...
It's you know what? The guy is...
Jennifer?
A musician. The guy is really good to be able to take these songs.
This requires.
Sounds really good.
Reimagine them as something that can actually be a successful pop song.
Yeah. It's an audience. You got to find an audience for this. But when you do, those people who know the music have respect for the work that they've done. I think that's a good summary. Yes, Jenny?
Absolutely.
And it's the nostalgia thing too, because the 90s are starting to be the nostalgia time period.
The 90s are the new 80s.
Right. That's the 80s.
Yeah. right. Our videos of the day are aimed at getting you to think, as is most of the material that we have at DougStephan.com. There's a video today from YouTuber Ryan, who had taken his new drone to the beach to test it out. Everything was fine at first, and then the drone started to lose power, began to descend. Ryan was pretty far away at the time. The drone kept filming as it started to drop. Ryan began to run to try to catch the drone before it crashed into the ocean, and you'll see the results of that. This is the drone world, the new world of drones. Drones are here, there, and everywhere. Look up. Yesterday we were talking about what happens. You look up in the sky and you see a drone at your house. If I saw one flying over my house, I'd shoot it down. Richie said, "With what?
You should
have a paint gun that I'll fill with manure."
Maybe.
You should accept the drones.
I should.
You should own drones because
really, they
would be helpful for you. Yeah.
How would they be helpful for you?
Track
you,
the cows.
Yeah, well, not only
track the cows,
but wouldn't it be? Would you ever love to get a helicopter and fly over your property to assess it?
I think I told the story of two different times that I did that. One was in a paraplane. That was very fascinating. I flew a paraplane. This was down when I was working afternoons in Cincinnati a long time ago. That was fascinating. It was fun.
So it was helpful to see your
And then I was in a balloon. We had a hot air balloon. There are pictures around someplace of the cows. We started the hot air balloon out in the pasture and took off and went over Marlboro and three or four other communities.
So for $500, you could get a video of your property and the cows and the barns, the roof on the barn, the farm and all that stuff on a regular basis. That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, either that or you can go to a real estate guy who's trying to sell everything, and he'll do it for free.
And they'll use a drone. Right?
Yeah, exactly. They're all using drones. That's what it is. It's the drone world. 28 after on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3636 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3636.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, it's a good day program with a focus on news and events and thoughts and things, all things good, not necessarily all things good, but trying to find the good. I'm Doug Steffen, looking for good. Molly Page, looking for good. Ken Kessel, looking for good. Now, if we turn around, who is looking good? Molly's looking good at Kenny. Sometimes you look better than others.
Yeah, okay.
The situation in Nepal, 8 million people have been affected by the earthquake. 7.8 magnitude, 4,000 plus dead, 30,000 plus homeless. International relief starting to arrive. There are 1.5 million people who don't have enough to eat. Or anything to eat, I think. Isn't that the story, Molly? What's the sort of news roundup on this?
Well, the death toll overnight, they're now reporting over 5,000.
Over 5,000.
Okay. And expected to climb.
Well, the more days that go by, the more they dig around, the more bodies they're going to find.
Exactly. And they're getting soaked in rain, like monsoon rains coming down now. Yeah.
Yep.
On the good note, the good news note, there is a survivor that they found trapped under rubble next to dead bodies, trapped for 82 hours.
How do you do that? How do you live, what is that, 3.5 days?
Do you really want to know how he survived?
No.
Okay.
Not when you ask me in that tone.
Well, he had to get fluid.
He had
no food.
All right.
And I'll leave that to your imagination.
Your imagination now does it. So there is, somebody says, okay, well, there's only one survivor. That's the news. Well, consider the consider the ravages of the situation and what it would take, as Molly suggested, to survive buried under rubble for all
since
that
Saturday.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's 27 years old.
Yeah.
They said he just finished lunch at the hotel in Kathmandu. He'd gone up to the second floor. That's when the quake hit.
Mm-hmm.
He was trapped under masonry. His foot was crushed under rubble. He kind of told his story briefly before he was brought into surgery, and he's in the hospital now being looked after.
Yeah.
And also, officials are now conceding that they made mistakes in their initial response. By leaving survivors stranded in remote villages waiting for aid and relief.
You know, there's always going to be a Monday morning deal. There's always going to be second guessing.
Yeah.
This is not something that you practice, this sort of thing. So, yeah, it's easy to criticize. And I'm not there, you're not there, we're not there. Those sorts of things are, in my opinion, who cares? The more, I guess, the human side of this is who survives, how do they survive, what stories of help are being rendered, and stay away from the scams. Those are the things that is nothing to do about ever preventing an earthquake. Can you deal, if you have a modern progressive city or country, perhaps they build their buildings to the tone and tenor of what's to be expected. But frankly, with the plates on the earth changing, and if you talk to seismologists, I don't talk to them every day, geologists, to people who have a knowledge of what goes on this planet and has gone on since the planet was formed, or as a ball in space that has mass and matter, if you look back over millions and billions of years, the way, and I'm, you know, this is part of, okay, let's go out into hoo-hoo land and wonder how all planets are built, or is this something unique to the Earth, or does it happen on all planets? The shelves, most people have no idea what the inner core of the Earth is all about. This is 25,000 miles around its circumference. So you go down 12,000 miles below the surface, 12,000 miles below the surface of the ocean or the land. You go down 12,000 miles and you have something that's about as hot, or almost as hot, as some of the elements that come from the sun. It is so hot at the core of the planet, there's so much pressure down there. Remember that foolish movie with Hilary Swank? I think it was called Core, or Journey to the Core. Remember that? They had built a machine to drill into the earth to save the earth from exploding or something. Doesn't anybody, come on, am I the only one?
I didn't see that one.
I didn't see it. Well, I guess
I sound familiar.
Yeah, well, so if you look up Hilary Swank's IMDb, you'll find, I think it's called Core. But at any rate, the point is that the earth itself is an ever-changing being. It is. It's a living thing. It doesn't have a face. It doesn't breathe like you and I do, but it's a living being that changes, and it will always change. And so the hoopla about the tragedy of the earthquakes and trying to figure out where the next one's going to happen, and are you building buildings that are going to be secure if it happens, that's, you can take a stab at it. We have in this country, and most of the regions like the San Francisco area, the fault along California's coast, where it's most notable, do they build buildings to withstand a 7.8 earthquake? Yeah, there's probably a good chance that many more buildings would survive than not. But we have the money to pay for that. There's no circumstance in Nepal or countries like that where they're going to have the kind of money to build anything that will keep the place that gets hit by an earthquake from flattening. So you got a lot of grousing about, this is a horrible backward country. They don't have any money. Their whole economy is like 60-some-odd billion dollars. And so we are talking like crazy people. And just these horrible tragedies are going to happen. It will happen. Take place. Bricks and mortar will not address. Stronger bricks, stronger mortar won't address what happens when there's a big earthquake. That's it. So you know, we can listen to some of these fools in the news media go through the same redundant sort of simplicity of looking at a guy being brought out of a hole in a body bag and, oh, what would his family say? Or the tragedy that's befallen so many people. What a horrible thing. It's never happened like this before. Or, you know, what is... It's...
you know, it's
of course
spreading.
It's happened before.
Well, and it's going to happen again.
Of course,
Mother Nature.
Is.
You can't mess with it.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, what's spreading online lately are, and it's hard to know what to believe when you talk about what do you believe with the media. Do you get your information online?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know what to trust because there's all this stuff about the earthquake in Nepal that's not true on Facebook.
Could you give us some examples of that?
Yes. Actually, there is one of the biggest ones on Facebook and YouTube right now. Various versions of a video described as closed-circuit television footage from Kathmandu from the hotel. They show an earthquake causing violent waves in the swimming pool. It was picked up by international media, viewed 5 million times. However, it's not from Nepal. It's from Mexico from 2010.
Wasn't there an example of that, Kenny? Something like that happened a number of years ago where what was touted, and I think Fox was the one that cooked up the video. It was something they got called on. It was some tragedy or something happened, and it got exaggerated, and then the footage actually came from someplace else. Those sorts of things happen because what you don't remember or don't know about the news media, it's no longer the news media. It's the entertainment, get ratings, get people to watch media. That's what they're there for. They don't give a damn about the news. They care about getting you to watch so they can sell advertising and make money. That's
exactly.
Their business.
Yeah.
Hello. Bruce Jenner. Play golf.
Thank goodness you're bringing this to our attention.
Right, yeah. Well, what I'm trying to do... it's Jenner's documentary series about his transition to become a woman, full of all kinds of moments. For example, he says it's difficult to learn to play golf with breasts. I don't know
they
about
do
that.
Get in the way.
Do they?
Yes.
Did you play golf?
I don't because, you know, who can get past that?
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first on the Good Day program. All right, so
my burden to carry.
Yes, it is. What a sad thing. Tragedy. So that's sort of the roundup. We could go on and on talking about the Nepal earthquake, avalanches and more people missing and that sort of thing, but that doesn't affect you one way or another. Are you giving money? If you have, make sure you vet. What's the website? Scamicide.com is one. You look for the scams, but there's another one that we keep touting, Kenny, for international checking out of these various and sundry. I've gotten 14, 15 requests to give money to certain charities. People that send this stuff sort of like a blanket email. They don't know who I am. They don't know that I'm smart enough to check out what the basis is for the request. But what's that... something, there's a website, and it just completely skipped my mind.
If you go to DougStevin.com in the trending section, we have a little story and a link to a page at USA Today where they have put together and vetted a bunch of charities, and you can go through and check them out and pick which one you like. But they've done a lot of the networking on that. And you can also go to Charity Navigator.
That's it, right. That's the one I was thinking about. Yeah, good. So we have that service at DougStevin.com. 16 before the hour.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Forget warmer climates. Baby boomers are opting to retire near their adult children who need help caring for grandchildren because both parents work. A new survey by Mayflower, America's most trusted mover, revealed that one in four Americans are more willing to move closer to their adult children. Meanwhile, millennials who were once fleeing the coop are boomeranging back to the place they grew up to be closer to family and friends. In fact, 25% of millennials have moved back to their hometown in the past 5 years, according to Mayflower's Melissa Sullivan.
Our Mayflower Mover Insight Survey helps us understand exactly why people are packing up and heading across the country. What we found is that being near family and friends is an important driver for both boomers and millennials. The increasing number of American families with two working parents is causing an increased reliance on grandparents, and boomers are therefore moving to help provide child care support. Similarly, millennials are looking to be near loved ones as they think about settling down and starting a family of their own.
For more information, visit Mayflower.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and law number 3030.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more laws to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin. And stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. They go together like a horse and carriage.
Well,
this I'll tell you.
Not so fast. Brother, 13 before the hour, good day time. Molly and Kenny and Doug trying to examine what's been going on here for thousands of years. Societies around the globe focusing on marriage, the union of a man and a woman. And now, just as Breyer said, you want 9 people outside the ballot box to change that by judicial fiat. So the headline is, an historic day at the Supreme Court. Really? What was historic about it? Isn't the first time they've talked about gay marriage? When they make their mind up, or when Justice Kennedy makes up his mind, because you pretty much can figure this is going to be a 5-4 vote, one way or the other. And he didn't tip his hand, Kara. Kara. Well, Kara, you can participate in this, too. I don't know why I have you on my mind more than Molly, because Molly's the person who's on the air. Kara's behind the scenes making sure that we get something on the air so you can listen, well. So, anyway, all ears seem to be on Justice Kennedy. And so he's always pretty much the swing vote, one way or another. And he was very coy, it would appear, at least in what I've read. I don't watch the news, so I didn't get, once in a while I stumble on stuff. But here, this case is important for a lot of people, for a lot of good reasons. Justice Kennedy not committing, and that's the best way to have it. Why would you want, I mean, that's really kind of, the discussion ought to be not in front of the people who are there. You ask questions, and then you're supposed to meet behind closed doors and discuss the issues and come up with a vote, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, but Kennedy kind of, I don't know, he tipped his hand a little bit, didn't he?
How so?
He said the definition of marriage has been with us for millennia, yeah. And that it's very difficult for the court to say, oh, we know better.
Really?
I mean, that's kind of, it's been with us for so long, we can't know better now. We can't change. We can't think about it.
Yeah, but that's their job.
Right.
Think about it.
I mean, if it's not their job, whose job is it at this point?
Yeah. Well, my job is to tell you what I think, and I think it's all a bunch of gobbledygook, and it makes no difference, or ought not to the average person who's married. If you're married to somebody of the opposite sex and that turns you on, good for you. If you're Bruce Jenner and you want to be married to The Rock, I'm not suggesting The Rock is a candidate for being married to Bruce Jenner, but you get the drift. Whatever it is that gets you going, at the end of the day, swell. Doesn't affect you, doesn't affect me, but let's see where this plays out, because it may be a little hoopla come June. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Woman, don't you?
Yes.
You want to hold her?
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
And you got to try a little tenderness. The chicks love that romantic.
I've got love was only true in fairy tales.
Rick, what? It's a compliment.
Better out than in, I always say.
There's no way to be hating for something like that.
Sounds like behind the scenes of the Doug Steffen Good Day
program. I love this show. I'm bringing this movie.
Oh. Right. Before this is over, I'm going to need a whole lot of serious therapy.
This is the week.
Like
go back to 2001. I'm a believer. This is a theme from Shrek, the movie. Smash Mouth did I'm a Believer, the Monkees song originally. I don't know why they didn't use the Monkees version of this.
It's got a little bit more
cool,
energy.
Though.
It's
fun. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So that's where we start with movie music and references to Shrek, which was the number one movie during this week in 2001. Chuck Curry is here with our movie news in movie moments. We get the results of yesterday's poll on the Avengers coming right up here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Get things done with power, comfort, and speed in a Kubota RTV utility vehicle. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
A lot of people this week are talking about the release of the Avengers movie coming out this weekend, and so we ran a poll at DougStefan.com asking whether or not you were planning to see the new Avengers movie as it comes out later in the week. Let's see here. 22% said I have no interest in the new Avengers movie. That's where I am. 20% said I'm going to wait and stream it or watch it on TV. 19% said probably if the lines are not too long. 16% said I'm going to wait a few weeks till the crowds die down. Let's see here. 14% said maybe depending on what else is playing. 9% said yes, I already have my tickets to it. 7% I've already seen it. How could you have already seen it? It's bootleg because it was playing in Europe this past weekend. Is that right?
They downloaded it on torrent.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So how often is that happening these days, Chucker?
It's happening a lot. It's got to take 10 or at least 10 or 15% of business in terms of overall ticket sales away from studios.
So what's this movie expected to do?
3 had a huge leak a month before, and that cost that movie a lot of business. I have a question for you, Doug.
Yes.
Why would you have no interest in seeing Captain America, Iron Man, and the Hulk on the big screen?
Because I don't like the image that the Hulk presents or the way they present him on the screen. I don't mind Captain America. I kind of like the Captain America movie.
That's a great
the first
franchise.
One that was in.
Yeah.
And the kid's a local kid, and he's a friend of my son's. He's a pretty good kid.
But
I don't. There's nothing about watching that Hulk throw cars around and demolish stuff. I don't see it.
It's great.
No, it's not.
It's cool.
What about the 70s? Did you like Bill Bixby as a Hulk?
Not necessarily, no.
I love Bill Bixby.
He's violent.
Yeah. No, it was just. I just thought it was a
silly.
Yeah. Right. All right. So anyway, now that I've thrown water on, what else?
I just wanted your take on that. Thanks.
No, you didn't. You
get your ball out of my yard,
no,
kid.
You wanted my take because you knew what my take was, and you wanted to take a shot at me.
Laughing. Ding 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 ding. Guess Dougie is sucker.
Tell him what he's won, Johnny.
Okay. What else, Chucker?
The creator of the ABC sitcom Blackish, signing on to write the script for Sony's big screen version of Good Times. Now, in full disclosure, I love Good Times. It originally used to air opposite Happy Days on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock back in the mid-70s, and I love that show in repeats. I don't know if it's a good idea, Good Times on the big screen. Interesting is who would play JJ, the role of Jimmy Walker.
Can't he do it? He still looks the same.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he looks the same. I have a feeling, though, they're going to go in a different direction.
It'll be Kevin Hart.
All right.
Chuck, this is where you say 58 past the hour. Good day. Thank you, Chucker.
Say 59 past. Thank you, Chucker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.